like a restless leaf in the autumn breeze. Once I was a tumbleweed, like a rolling stone, cold and all alone, living for the day my dream would come. Never cared for school or any golden rules, and Papa used to always say I was a useless fool. So I left my home to show them they was wrong, and headed out on the road singing my song. Then one sunny day, dreamed of it was real. Money, girls, and cars, and big long cigars, and I called the first plane home so Papa would see. Take a listen, Papa. I learned how to play my guitar. Some people say I'm gonna be a superstar. We'll be right back.
want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, patriots and jackbooted thugs alike. It is, once again, the hour you've been waiting for. It is the TNT radio show, Thursday Night Truth, on the My View Matters radio network. And as I look up here at the calendar, today's date is Thursday, January the 16th, 2004. I had to check on that to make sure that was right. Couldn't believe the calendar today. But tell you a little bit about this week in history. We go back to this week in 1784. We had the U.S. peace treaty signed with Great Britain. We go back to this week in 1831, you had the first locomotive that was created. And finally, if you go back on this date in 1786, Thomas Jefferson's Religious Freedom Statute was adopted by Virginia. So that's a little bit of the this week in history. And we'll get more up to the modern day now. As always, if you want to call in, the phone number is, as usual, 858-683-1326. In case we don't get them out later, 858-683-1326. Again, it is Thursday, January the 16th, and a lot of disturbing news out there tonight, boys and girls. A lot of disturbing news about what your government's doing. You notice I don't say shocking news anymore because none of this really shocks us anymore. But it's still very disturbing. It's still very harmful. It's still very detrimental to our Constitution and our freedoms. Even if you don't believe in the Constitution, that's fine. You should still believe in personal liberties, right? We'll go straight to The Guardian. And like I was telling Mr. Springsteen on these airwaves last night on the Ed Springsteen show, we normally have to get this news from other countries. And maybe it's interpreted into English by folks like Alex Jones or maybe over at Reddit. The folks over at Reddit, or maybe Reason Magazine, wherever their cousin Nick Gillespie is. Maybe you get your news from the American Free Press, or the American Conservative, or the Cato Institute, or even the New American over at John Birch Society, or maybe over at Free Republic. But the bottom line is you're not getting it from mainstream, and I'm sorry. That includes Fox News. You're not getting your news there either. So we'll go straight to The Guardian for the story that broke out today, just a few hours ago, and Drudge put it on his headlines. And that is the fact that the NSA collects 200 million text messages per day. And they're calling this an untargeted global sweep. Your National Security Agency, boys and girls, has collected almost 200 million text messages, and they use them daily to extract data, including your location, your contact networks, your credit card details, getting a little pissed off yet, getting a little concerned, getting a little worried, a little paranoid maybe. The untargeted collection and storage of SMS messages, including their contacts, was revealed in a joint investigation between The Guardian and the United Kingdom's Channel 4 News. Now, the documents also reveal the UK spy agency, GCHQ, has made use of the NSA database to search the metadata of, quote, untargeted and unwarranted communications belonging to people in the United Kingdom. You see, the NSA has made extensive use of its text message database to extract information on your travel plans, your financial transactions, and guess what? This is being done regardless of any suspicion of illegal activity. So we went down this road. We can't even say, oh, this is to protect you against criminals anymore. We can't even say, oh, this is to protect you against the boogeyman. Well, I guess people could say that. This is going to protect you against Al-Qaeda. Well, we went down this road, and now it's not even of people who have a suspicion of illegal activity. Now it's just because they feel like it. Now they just collect this information for the hell of it. You see, on average, each day the NSA is able to extract more than 5 million missed call alerts. You know, working out your social network for when you contact whom and when. Details of 1.6 million border crossings per day. More than 110,000 names from electronic business cards, which also includes the ability to extract and save images, of course. Over 800,000 financial transactions, either through text-to-text payments or credit card to phone users. And finally, the agency was also able to extract geolocation data for more than 76,000 text messages a day, including from requests by people for routing information and setting up meetings. And it goes on to say in this story from The Guardian today that included individuals, again, under no suspicion of illegal activity, but it also included 194 million text messages a day just in April of 2013 alone. So I know a lot of people say, what's the big deal? I have nothing to hide. I have nothing of which to be ashamed. I have nothing about to be worried. But folks, the problem here is, again, what I just said, the activities are focused and specifically deployed against individuals with no criminal background, individuals with no suspicion of criminal activity. Don't believe for a minute that this information is subject to any kind of statutory controls and safeguards. Don't believe for a minute that there's any act out there that's going to protect your intellectual services, and I just don't like it. I think it's unconstitutional. I think it's completely chaotic and evil. And that's just coming down today, folks, just what The Guardian tells us today about NSA. Now, we got a lot of other stories going on here. And I think, more importantly, is the fact that your government, using these methods to control, to track, to watch, to monitor, to put a chokehold on you, to put their jackboot on your throat. They want to tell you what to believe. They want to tell you what to think. And not just what to think about, but also what the topics of the day are. Now, another story I thought was interesting this week is Senate Democrats are planning on getting more aggressive on climate change, and they're planning to pressure major TV networks to give climate change more attention on the talking head shows. You know, on Sunday morning, those shows that have lower ratings than our show even, because no one watches them, but all the politicians still go on them. It's some kind of calling card for them. And you have these idiots like Brian Schatz. What an appropriate name, Democrat out of Hawaii, and Bernie Sanders, independent out of Vermont, who are getting signatures on a letter to the network saying that they've been ignoring global warming. Now, I've had some folks on the Liberty side of things who say, oh, they respect Bernie Sanders. I don't know what the hell they respect about him, maybe just because he admits he's a socialist. But basically what Sanders says, and this piece put out by the National Journal today, it is beyond my comprehension why ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, on all their Sunday shows, discussed climate change last year collectively for all of 8 minutes. I would think that's a good thing. except for 8 minutes is too much because I don't believe in this climate control crap. They called it global warming. Years and years ago, they called it global cooling. But they had to change that because then all of a sudden it got hotter. And now they want to put pressure on the networks, and they'll probably get what they want to get the networks to get more Sunday TV coverage. Sanders says that the amount of Sunday TV coverage is way out of whack when it comes to climate change. Now, if we get a chance, we'll get into a real weather and water-related story that they want to cover up, and that's the story about what's going on with the Ohio River this week and all the crap that's coming down the river towards our headquarters here in Louisville, Kentucky tomorrow. And they tell you not to worry about that. Don't you love how the government controllers want to tell you to worry about climate change, but when you have a real story, a real-life story, arguably, if not unarguably, the biggest disaster coming down the Ohio River about the water being polluted and a licorice-smelling odor to the water. Doesn't it bother you that they tell you to ignore that, but don't ignore global warming or climate control? Well, we're going to go straight to the phones right now. We'll go here to the Louisville area. I believe this is our good friend on the line. Caller, who is this?
It's Mayo.
Mayo, I thought that was you, but I wasn't sure what your phone number, brother. You want to talk about how the government is stalking all of our text messages, or do you want to talk about how they're lying to us about climate control? What say you, Mayo?
About the Guardian report, I mean, I've been laughing for years because what the NSA has started collecting, people have been given freely to Zuckerberg and, you know, whether it's MySpace or Twitter or Instagram, free. I mean, if I wanted to be a bad person and be a professional robber or serial killer or rapist, I'd be trolling Facebook because you have idiots which post everything. I'm leaving tomorrow to go on vacation and my friend's going to be checking my house every other day or, you know, something.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff that's, you know, they're collecting,
and the
a lot
thing
of people
is,
are giving it freely, but yet they complain. Yeah.
Right. When they do this, Mayo, when they give this away to Twitter or Facebook, They think, oh, this is a free network and it's wonderful we can all socialize and relate and network this way. And what I keep telling people, number one, they have all their advertisements all over their pages, so that's one way they're making a killing off of you. But what I keep trying to tell people is when the product is free, guess what? You're the product. You are the guinea pig. They're selling the guinea pig and you are the guinea pig and all that public information is out there. And I agree with you. And it's probably why Facebook is very much involved with the government. We've seen how, well, we want to get into how Facebook gave more money to McConnell than they were supposed to. But Facebook has been involved with the government for a long time and harvesting what they want. So, yeah, it's a lot of idiots out there that advertise information. But then they'll say, Mayo, oh, well, what have we got to hide? I don't care that the government sees what I talk about. So that's how it starts.
I mean, what's funny is, I mean, Zuckerberg was even doing it before the NSA, and that's why for years Facebook, people would figure out how to either block the ads or make their page private except to just friends, and then they'd switch the privacy policy settings, you know, so then all of a sudden you're public again, and you had to dig through Facebook settings, apps, and, okay, you know, figure out how to get it back to just friends and family only instead of, you know, how many of our millions of strangers. I got off Facebook probably 5 or 7 years ago. I can understand, like, you know, you or Ed using it for, you know, the social media, et cetera. But the only time in 15 years I ever got a virus on my computer was because of some idiot from Facebook forwarding me something.
Oh, I agree. And I've tried to tell people that.
I left.
Yeah, I actually work, you know, when I'm not doing this stuff where I annoy the media and the controllers. I work in IT, and I tell people all the time. And they either laugh at me or don't believe me or get angry when I tell them one of the worst things you can do is go to Facebook on your computer. And they act like I'm crazy when I tell them this, but that's where much of the crap comes from. And I walk a fine line. I know Ed tells me the reason he uses all these social networks is so So he can network for the My View Matters group, and I understand that. But the way I get around this more than anything, Mayo, is I just don't post anything on Facebook that would ever be private. Even if only my friends see it, I won't post it there.
Right.
That's how
and
I get around
the,
that. So
weather.
Yeah,
I just started saying the weather. I mean, it's gotten our, I don't know, the entitlement society or, you know, our attention span society. I mean, we had 24-hour, you know, weather reporting, and everything has to be sensationalized. I mean, when I was a kid, and I mean, I think you're near the same age, I remember standing outside 6-8 inches of snow. You had the green boots on. You got from Kmart that slipped over your tennis shoes for $5.
Yep.
And, you know, you still caught the bus in the middle of a snowstorm to go to school because your tax dollars paid for it. Now in Kentucky, we get a threat of a quarter inch, and it's like school's canceled. But it's just the terminology. I mean, you know, however long ago, oh, we got a nor'easter coming, or, you know, we got a lake effect, you know, coming down from Chicago. You know, it's like, where the heck did polar vortex come from?
Oh, and, that's
you know,
one.
Before
oh,
that,
sure.
What was it, El Nino and La Nina, all of a sudden, these new terms?
Polar vortex, I guess that was a talking point where it probably went through the Weather Channel and then filtered down to all our talking blonde bimbos on TV and told everybody to use that term, but again, Mayo, what about the fact that they want to scare us to death about it was global cooling in the 70s, like you said. I'm 40 years old, and I'm guessing you're saying you're about that age, right?
I'm between you and Ed.
You're between us? Well, I'm 40 years old, and when I was a
I'm 47.
Kid in the 70s, well, okay. When I was a kid in the 70s, we had all these horrible ice storms and winter storms. You remember how those were back in the 70s? And then it was global cooling. You can go back to old Time magazines when people actually read Time magazine and read them talk about global cooling because that was the big deal. But then all of a sudden, guess what happened? Like things tend to do, cycles changed, and the warmer weather came. And my God, now we got called global warming. And we got books that were written when I was a kid that says that we shouldn't be alive right now, talking right now, Mayo, because that's how dangerous it is. But on the flip side, when a real story comes down, and I'm really concerned about this, and I want to tie it into global warming, nobody is talking hardly at all about the chemical spill that's coming down the water to Louisville, Kentucky tomorrow, Mayo. What say you? Uh-oh, we dropped Mayo. See, we were talking about government control, and I guess the black helicopters got Mayo. I'm not sure what happened there. But again, we keep getting told not to worry about the drinking water following this chemical spill. Not to worry about the drinking water because your government is going to take care of you. I mean, everybody knows the Louisville Water Company is run by the government, the local government. And we keep hearing, don't worry about it. But why is it that upriver, if you get up to West Virginia, the officials admitted up there, don't use the tap water? They were warned and explained to us up in West Virginia that they were not to use tap water. It was a federal disaster declaration about this chemical spill that was coming down water. And the declaration allowed for direct federal assistance in dealing with the spill. The mixture that is in the water that we're being told not to worry about that's coming downriver down to Louisville, Kentucky tomorrow, the mixture that is in the water is a commercial mixture of 2-3-4 methylcyclohexanol. And I don't pretend to be a chemist, but this mixture is expected to volatilize from water surfaces. And the problem lies with how much is too toxic for people. And we keep getting told that don't worry about this. It's not that big of a deal. Why was West Virginia's chemical spill company exempt from the EPA inspections? It's kind of like with TSA. They only come after the people who are never going to be terrorists. And EPA only goes after events that aren't actually events. Just this week, you had people in 9 counties in West Virginia who had no tap water 4 days after the chemical spill from Freedom Industries. Isn't that a nice name? The group that spilled this into the water is called Freedom Industries. And according to the environmental protection officials, Freedom Industries is exempt from Department of Environmental Protection inspections and permitting because it only stores chemicals. It does not produce chemicals. And I'm sorry, it's just the whole thing is rotten to me. It smells rotten, pun intended. All that time, for years and decades, we were told, don't be paranoid about the water supplies. Don't get crazy about the water supplies. But here we are. The water companies are telling us, oh, the water is safe to drink after the chemical spill. But is it safe to drink? Because, again, in Madison, Indiana, you had 7 pumps bringing the water up from below the surface, at least 80 feet, layer after layer of rock and sediment separating the river from the aquifer. And the government officials tell you, oh, we tested the water and the pH in the wells to make sure there's no influence from the river. Same thing in Clarksville and Jeffersonville, New Albany, where Indiana American Water. Don't you know these company names? Freedom Industries put the chemical in the water, and American Water is going to protect you from Freedom Industries. And our good friend Paul from Stop Invisible Taxes has been on here many times talking with us about the corruptions of the Louisville Water Company. But don't worry, Louisville Water Company says, we got this. They say you might see the water turn a blackish color. They're admitting this. The Louisville Water Company today, Thursday, January 16th, today, the story just was updated 40 minutes ago. The Louisville Water Company saying that you may see the water turn a blackish color, but don't worry, nothing to be concerned with. Keep watching your reality shows, quote unquote. Keep sending your text messages so we can monitor those. Don't worry if the water looks black. That's carbon, and that improves the taste and color. And don't worry if it smells like licorice. So yeah, we've been told that this water with a chemical that's built at 50 parts per billion coming down a water supply is safe for you in Louisville, Kentucky, even though it's going to smell like licorice and be a black color. Don't worry. The government's going to take good care of you. Drink the water. Enjoy the water. If somebody like Dale or somebody else on the radio waves tells you that the water's bad for you, well, they're just those conspiracy theorists. Don't listen to them. We're the government. We're here to look out for you.
What? unconstitutional. Understand right now what you guys are doing here today will play effect throughout history. We are tired of these private Federal Reserve bankers who are running this country and destroying this country from the inside. The tyranny that they commit against you and your family as well. You want to stand here as Americans because we know our founding fathers died for this very right.
I declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity. If you remain in this immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code, no matter what your purpose is. You must leave. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
First impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you sticking out there through the commercial breaks. And we came back in with our bumper music, best bumper music in Blog Talk Radio. That was our good friend's Poker Face. Would rather die than be your slave. And before that, we opened up the show tonight with Lil Lynyrd Skynyrd, Was I Right or Wrong? Don't Tread on Me was a selection from Sons of Liberty. I apologize there. Couple of my songs confused there, but we were talking about going into the break about this water fiasco, and I'm calling it a fiasco because I don't believe when they tell you that the water is going to be safe. And right now, we see what's going on with the drinking water. It's coming down the Ohio River, and they want us to know that, don't worry, it might be black, it might smell like licorice, it might come from a chemical drop from a company called Freedom Enterprises. Well, there's nothing to be worried about when you look at the drinking water come down black, and you know the government's going to take care of you. They're the government. They love you, and ask Sitting Bull and ask the folks on the Indian reservations about the government taking care of you, and they would never do any harm to you. So I'll let you all make up your own mind about what to do with the water if all of a sudden you start seeing it black and smelling like licorice tomorrow afternoon in the Louisville area. But other news in the media. We talked about NSA. We talked about this wonderful group polluting the water. No, we're not going to talk about stuff on the air like the Oscar awards and TV shows and we don't talk about that crap here. We don't talk about TV shows and pop culture and circuses and breads. I'm a sports guy, but hey, who knows? Maybe the next couple weeks we'll get close to Super Bowl. Maybe we'll talk about all the government corruption involved surrounding the Super Bowl. Maybe we'll talk about what the government does to watch you and scan the audience and keep their eye on you at the Super Bowl. Maybe we'll talk about what they do in the television sets as you're watching the Super Bowl commercials. But more importantly, more important than American Idol or Duck Dynasty and all this other crap, more importantly, we got news stories out here that nobody else will touch. Here on the My View Matters Radio Network, it's a good time for me to mention that we do shows here Sunday nights through Thursday nights. Sunday night is our good friend Ken Mulman. He is chairman of the Libertarian Party of Kentucky. He hosts Liberty Unbridled. And then Monday and Tuesday, we have Ed Springsteen and Ed Martin here on the Springsteen Show. I come back with Ed on Wednesday nights and hear yours truly on the Thursday night show. Now, is it good or bad that the NSA treats the Congress critters the same way it treats us? I mean, you know, we can make the argument that we want the government all to have to suffer like we do. But remember, the NSA has never denied it's spying on Congress. No, NSA instead says, oh, Congress has the same privacy protections that all U.S. citizens do. In other words, none of them. We don't have any privacies. And NSA Chief Keith Alexander wrote a letter to senators last week saying the NSA cannot reveal whether the agency has been targeting members of Congress in its metadata collection. Because get this, if they revealed whether they collect data on Congress critters, that would violate privacy provisions, according to civilians in the program. I am not making this up. The telephone metadata program incorporates extraordinary controls to protect Americans' privacy interests, says Keith Alexander of the NSA. Again, the water company tells you water's fine, don't worry about it. NSA tells you nothing to worry about. They're here to look out for you, folks. They're the government. They would never lie to you. So he goes on in this ridiculous statement to the senators. NSA Chief Keith Alexander says, among our protections of you is the condition that we can query the metadata only based on phone numbers reasonably suspected to be associated with foreign terrorist groups. So NSA admits that they spy on Congress and us common folks alike, and they're going to spy on everything we do, but they only do it because they think that we're associated with foreign terrorist groups. Anybody have a problem with this? And he goes on in this just stupid comments of his, and he says, NSA cannot lawfully search to determine if the records we receive have included metadata of phone calls of any member of Congress. So basically what he's saying is we collect data on everybody. We collect data on every one of you sons of bitches. And if we had to find out whether we were doing it on Congress people, well, that would make us have to get off our ass and work. Instead of just letting the data pour in unconstitutionally, and do what we want with it, you want us to search it to see if we're doing this to Congress people? Heavens to Betsy, we can never do that. So when the NSA tells you they're not violating your privacy, how about we be the judge of that, NSA? Isn't this a lot like the same BS letters that your Congress people send to you? Isn't this funny? You write to your congressman about the thing you're worried about, issues A, B, and C, and D. Your congressman sends you back a form letter with a stamp signature. These BS letters they send to you, oh, thank you for your input. And we find out NSA sends letters to Congress like Congress sends to us. Isn't that a whooping? But seriously, though, the NSA needs to be stopped. Maybe Congress, when they realize that they're being spied on, maybe that's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Maybe then they'll realize that they need to enact their own federal police force to enforce constitutional laws and to arrest members of the federal government and foreign banks for violating us. Wouldn't that be a welcome change from what they've been doing? Maybe we should do what Iceland does and arrest the foreign bankers. But as I've said many times on these airways, folks, over the years, Congress is not going to do anything to stop the Obama administration. Now, last night, our friend Paul from Stop It told me he thought that we would have a little bit better government if Mitt Romney had beaten President Barack Obama in the elections. And again, it's all speculation. I'm speculating there wouldn't be much difference. I'm speculating that he would get away with more because you wouldn't have all these quote-unquote conservative people worried about what's going on. My speculation and prediction is that if we had a Republican in the White House now, the people over at MSNBC and CNN would be encouraging more protest instead of talking about Michelle Obama's stupid-ass diet or vacation or whatever other program that they're taking our money to support them on, the Obama sitting there in government housing. You see, the NSA needs to be dismantled like a useless asbestos plant. But that's not possible without a revolution because there are too many leeches collecting paychecks from this activity. So when our good friend Paul asked me if there's going to be bloodshed and a revolution, I don't know how to answer him. Because I love how they make a point to separate the law and Constitution as though the Constitution is not the law of the land. I believe the Constitution is the law of the land, ladies and gentlemen. It would also lead one to believe that given the separation, where they want to separate the law and the Constitution, then they are fully aware that they're doing things that are unconstitutional. That's where I disagree with my good friend Ed Martin, who is on these airwaves on Mondays and Tuesday nights. I heard them saying that this administration is just stupid. They're not intentionally doing this stuff. I think that's crap. I think it's all by design. And I think it got worse under Clinton than it was under George Herbert Walker Bush. And I think it got worse under W. Bush than it was under Clinton. And obviously I think it's getting worse now under Obama than under the last Bush. This is a scary situation, folks. These rogue agencies are a huge megamaniac power to themselves. It's just a matter of time before they start making their own arrest, before they start telling you this is the way it is, this is the way it's going to be. You got a dollar that is not backed by anything but the goodwill and faith of the government. You have a Federal Reserve that is neither federal nor reserve. Maybe instead of banning light bulbs and productive toilets, maybe this would be a good time for Congress to get off their ass and do something worthwhile, like defunding NSA. Maybe this would be a time for these schmucks to get up and read the bills and side with the people for once and for all. But no, you know they're not going to do this because they're all the same government. Now, there are some different levels of government. Your federal is far worse than your state. It's far worse than your local. There's different levels of government, but they're the same U.S. schmucks. You have illegal, fast and furious type arms sales that bring in the drug money, which then funds these programs. And Congress has no oversight because the funding does not come from them. So where's the oversight? Folks, there's a reason that I have waited this long and I don't have one of these smartphones. I understand a smartphone was invented and this week, I believe in 2007. I understand that the smartphone was released at that time, 7 years ago, but this is one of the reasons that I don't have a smartphone. And all these people talk about fighting the system, and they're not really fighting the system. They're too worried about saying Democrat good, Republican bad, or Republican good, Democrat bad. They're too worried about telling you how bad the other party is. I understand we're not using home telephones as much, so they had to get involved with the smartphones. I understand these electric meters, these smart meters outside your home that need to be smashed up. I understand it's the NSA that is breaking your laws. It's their balls that should be busted, not mine and yours. I have a lot of respect for the folks that tell me that they live off the grid, quote unquote. And man, just to think to be independently wealthy enough to do that. It's got to start somewhere. Your congressmen ignore your calls, your emails, your faxes. If you want to stop the nonsense, you're going to have to stop buying the useless material items that you don't need. And then those who fund the lying politicians will demand that they make the people happy again. So the puppeteers who pull the strings will demand them to make you happy, so you'll start giving them your labor and your money again. Folks, I understand there's a lot of neocons out there who say, America, love it or leave it. I understand there's a lot of people who still think that this is just the greatest country ever. But you know what? The problem is we had another survey come out this week that talked about how we didn't rank anywhere near the top of economically free countries. We had a survey that came out that talks about we didn't even crack the top 10 of economically free countries. If you want to know who some of these countries are, folks, who have more liberties than us, who have more press freedoms than us, who have more overall rights than we do, look at Hong Kong. Look at Singapore. Look at Switzerland. Look at New Zealand. They all rank free in comparison to the United States. That's right. The United States fell to 12th place as the Asia-Pacific region reports slight improvements. I understand that we're not the same as the communist nations like North Korea and Cuba and China. Yes, they bring up the rear of the index. But where do you want to be, folks? Do you want to be at the bottom or do you want to be at the top? Do you want to get your freedoms back or you just want to lay them at the altar of the United Nations? See, we don't believe in their global warming crap because we see the temperatures go up and down, up and down. And yes, we're concerned about water that they admit to us has a chemical spill, that they admit to us is going to be black in color when it gets to Louisville, and they admit to us it's going to smell like licorice. And we're the conspiracy nuts? Are you willing to jump up and down and say we're number 12, we're number 12 when it comes to economic freedoms? Don't have time tonight to go into all the other previous polls that came out about how unfree we are in liberties and economic freedoms and social freedoms and press freedoms. Don't have time to go into those tonight. But that's why I want you to be worried about what the NSA is doing. That's why I want you to be worried about stuff that's coming into your water supply. That's why I want you to be worried about what's going on with common, what's it called? I got to remember the name of this thing in the school system now. Common Core. I'm sorry. I almost forgot there. Because water supplies are an important matter. Common Core and the socialization, will we say dare say the communization of your school system, those are important issues. NSA watching you, those are important issues. When you have a president who says, I will act with or without Congress, and I'll use my executive authority if you stand in my way, what happened to the checks and balances? What happened to the trade-off, the judicial, which has become nothing more than the people in the black moo-moos? The executive, which is basically a dictatorship, and the legislative, which is too worried about their own reelection and their own special interests and their own 501c3s and where the money's going to come to and where the money's going to go to. We've fallen a long ways, folks, from the I'm just a bill. If you remember that back in the Schoolhouse Rock days, because it's not quite like that anymore, is it? Because it's not quite like when they told you, oh, you go up there and you tell the people, oh, in the Congress and the Senate and the House, this is what I want, and they do it. This is exactly why I expect and ask all you all to get involved in groups like Take Back Kentucky. And I'll give them a free spiel here and a free plug, because Take Back Kentucky is a group that is restoring the Constitution and liberty. And Take Back Kentucky is a group that meets the third Saturday of every month down in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. If you want to look them up, go out to their webpage, folks, right now, takebackkentucky.com. And their mission statement is my mission statement, and that is to preserve the God-given rights that are recognized in the constitutions of the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the United States of America. They believe in the principle of dual sovereignty, and the preservation of Kentucky sovereignty is essential. You see, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the states are not an extension or a branch of the federal government, and it is the duty of those said states to protect the rights of their citizens. The federal government was a result of the states creating and ratifying a constitution, not the other way around. And our focus has got to be to reestablish the government here in our Commonwealth of Kentucky, if we're ever going to be anywhere near the Free State Project they have up in New Hampshire. And our goal is to get people to exercise their civic duties. Next week, we're going to come on here and talk to you about all the offices for election. And we've touched on it a little bit every week for weeks and months now, about how we have an election year. Last year we had no election year, so you were saved from all the yard signs and the mudslinging commercials. But Tuesday, January 28th is the filing deadline for a lot of offices around the city, around the state, around the country. And we've got to get people elected to these offices. You've got to exercise your civic duties and responsibilities. And that doesn't mean voting for a Republican because he's the Republican, or voting for a Democrat, or checking that stupid-ass straight party vote. It doesn't mean any of that. But if you're going to accomplish this, you got to build coalitions of like-minded individuals and organizations who are rooted in liberty and freedom and the Constitution and real free market, not crony capitalism. We need to move forward toward restoration of the founding principles to provide a better future for our posterity. So you can fight with us or against us, as W used to say in building his New World Order. You can fight with us or against us. But we got to restore these principles. We got to get more elected officials who give a damn about the Constitution. And we got to get away from overreaching federal government. Look out for each other, folks. Your damn government is not going to do it. Good night, everybody.
Well, they're here. I locked the door, but I can see them through the window. One of them is waving at me to shut down. I'm giving him the finger. I'll shut down when I'm goddamn good and ready.
Give me a call.